For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Levi Moltoman. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons plans to divert thousands of unused doses of the coronavirus vaccine from CVS and Walgreens pharmacies to other state-enrolled vaccinators to give a boost to the slower-than-expected process. Kelly Jones is the Republican governor's spokesperson. She says the administration already has requested the return of 25,000 doses from CVS and Walgreens, which would then be rerouted to county health departments, medical hospitals and clinics, local pharmacies, and other state-approved vaccinators. CVS and Walgreens were tasked with providing vaccinations at long-term care facilities, and Jones says the new plan won't affect shots for workers and residents at those coronavirus-ravaged facilities. A Missouri State Employees Pension official has testified that a private equity firm being sued for allegedly mishandling retirement investments has hired a lobbyist who tried to influence legislators and put pressure on the pension. The private equity firm Catalyst Capital Group hired a lobbyist after the Missouri State Employees Retirement System filed its lawsuit in October. Pension System Executive Director Rhonda Stegman testified in a court hearing last week that a lobbyist then tried to set up a meeting with her, two legislators, and Catalyst executives. The Kansas City Star reported, "Parties involved in litigation typically do not speak with one another outside of court proceedings, except through their attorneys." Missouri Governor Mike Parson is making a last-moment change to his State of the State address. The Republican governor had been scheduled to deliver his speech today in the House chamber, as is tradition, but Parson's office said he will instead speak in the Senate. Parson's spokesperson Kelly Jones says the governor was informed this morning that he would not be allowed to deliver the speech in the House because of coronavirus concerns. The House had an outbreak of COVID-19 cases and canceled its session last week, though it came back to work this week. The University of Missouri has entered into an agreement to supply a key ingredient in cancer therapy. The Columbia Missourian reports the MU Research Reactor Center has an existing agreement with the pharmaceutical company Advanced Accelerator Applications International to provide supplies for the drug Lutathera. The drug seeks out cancer cells in a person's body and delivers radioactive material to kill them. According to MU Research Reactor Executive Director David Robertson, Lutathera is approved by the FDA, but contains a tiny amount of radioactive contaminants. Under the agreement announced Monday, the MU Research Reactor Center will provide a new version of the radioisotope that doesn't have any of these contaminants. Robertson said the new version, which is in clinical trials, is being investigated in drugs for breast and prostate cancer treatments. The drug that contains the new version will then be sent to the FDA for approval. I'm Levi Moltoman, KBIA News, Columbia.